Hey everyone, welcome back to Katie's Christian Chat. I'm Katie, and today I'm going to be talking about my testimony, how I met Christ, and kind of how just my story, just sharing with you how I met Christ. So I grew up in a Christian home. I was always going to church. That was just my life. I go to church pretty much every Sunday. My mom is very spiritual, and my dad, he was. And then, so I had a pretty normal childhood, but when I was 12, I started getting really, really depressed, and I started showing signs of having major depressive disorder, anxiety, and bipolar 1. And that's kind of where I dropped off with my faith. I proclaimed myself an atheist. I had nothing to do with God. And it wasn't the fact of God that I just didn't believe in God. It was the fact that I was angry at him for all the trouble I was going through. I was angry at him for being so depressed and suicidal and getting diagnosed with depression and anxiety at 13 after my first hospital stay. And then eventually I was also dating a boy when I was 12 to 13. I dated him for about 3 years and he turned abusive. And that was a very, very rough situation. It took me many years to get out of it. So from the ages 12 to 16, I was in and out of mental hospitals. I ended up going into a mental hospital 4 times. I was a proclaimed atheist. I had nothing to do with God, and I was being abused by my boyfriend. But when I was 16, I made a deal with my mom that I was tired of going to public school because I was so depressed all the time. I couldn't learn, and I was being checked out at school all the time to go to my therapy and psychiatrist appointments. So my mom said, "I'll homeschool you if you go into a mental hospital one last time because you're still suicidal, and I want to teach you when you're not." And so then I went to the hospital again. Horrible experience. I'd never had a great time. Still angry at God. But now I'm 16 and I am starting homeschooling, and I actually really fell in love with doing homeschool. I loved the atmosphere. I wasn't very close with my mom, but once I turned 16, we began to build a good relationship, and I started going back to church. I found this church, and I really rededicated my life to Christ. I didn't start reading my Bible till a couple years ago, but I began singing on the worship team on my church and just praying and being involved with God. I was saved when I was 12, but I didn't take it seriously till I was 16. And when I was 16, that's when I started writing my book, which is now being published. And my book is Jesus Saves Daily Devotions, which will be out in a couple of weeks. And I can't wait to share more details on that. But then it was just kind of like a slow progression to how I came back to God. It started with me going to church, and it started with me getting better. I mean, nobody thought I would get better. I was so down and so depressed and so suicidal for years that, I mean, nobody thought I could get out of it. But I did. I kept going. And then I ended up meeting God when I was 16. I started getting better, and then for about age 16 to 17, for the year that I was 16, I was completely stable. I was building my relationship with Christ. I made my Wattpad account, and I was writing for God. Then when I was 17, I hit a real bad depression, and this depression took ECT treatments to get out of. And that was really tough and hard, but I still kept up my faith. I still kept up serving at church. I still kept up everything. I was still writing my book. And then it took about a year the whole year when I was 17 to get out of that depression. And then when I was 18, I went to college because I graduated when I was 18. I took a semester off so I could do ECT treatments. But after I finished ECT treatments, I went back to school. I was feeling better again. I was getting closer with Christ. I was meeting people. I was enjoying it. And then a lot of things came crashing down. That's when I began noticing and realizing that I had fibromyalgia. I was officially diagnosed with fibromyalgia at 19, and it was soul crushing. I mean, I had to give up a lot. I was going to worship team all the time. I couldn't stand long enough to sing. I still kept up with God, and I'm still keeping up with God today, but fibromyalgia turned my life around, and I'm still trying to recover from the aftermath of that. I had to give up my golfing, my theater, my music. I had to give up a lot of things, and it was really, really hard. And for about that year when I was 19, I would say, now I'm currently 21, so from 19 to present, I've been struggling with my health, trying to find answers, trying to find a solution that works. I've been to 6 rheumatologists. There's only been one doctor to actually help me, and he's my primary care doctor. But for some reason now, I'm having OBGYN issues. So on Thursday, I see a special OBGYN, and I just pray that there's a solution to my pain. But now, even though I'm still in the midst of a storm, I'm still in the midst of trials, still in the midst of battling with my health with fibro, I am learning to be happy and joyful despite my pain. I have been reading my Bible. I have been going to counseling. I have been seeking God. And I am actively telling you, I have come a long way. I've come a long way. I used to hate God, and now I love God, and I still have doubts. I still struggle. I'm still not doing the greatest, but I'm still working on it, and I'm learning now that I can be joyful and happy no matter my circumstances. Like, I've been praying since I was 19 for God to take away my fibromyalgia, but now I've been listening to the Joyce Myler's podcast, and she's talking about maybe pray to give the strength to make it through it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm working hard, and I've come a long way, but I'm very, very proud of where I've come from, where I went to, because I was at the bottom of the pit debating suicide, and now I'm here. I'm with God. I'm still struggling, but I can make it through. I know I can, because I have God on my side. So I want to encourage you, no matter what your testimony is, no matter what your story looks like, you can and will get through this. I believe in you. I really do. No matter what you're facing, if you just grab God's hand, He will help you through it. He may not save your problems. He may not change your circumstances, but He can help you make it through this storm. I believe in that. I believe God will grab your hand and give you everything you need. And I'm believing that for myself as well, because I know I'm struggling with my health, but I know that God is right here beside me. And so I just want to encourage you, keep going, keep seeking God. You got this. If there's anything I want you to learn from my testimony is, no matter how dark it seems, God is the light in the darkness. And as long as you hold on to God, you will be all right. It will all work out. No, you may be facing some horrible circumstances, just like I am, but you can and will get through them with God by your side. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this. I know this was very personal, and I hope I will put some warnings. I did talk about some deep stuff. I didn't go too into detail, but I hope you still get the gist of it. And just remember, no matter how much further you have to go, you've come a long way. And just be proud of how far you've come. And just grab God's hand, and you got this. Remember, you can always find me on social media as Katie the Writer on Instagram and Twitter, and Katie Loves Writing on Wattpad and Facebook. Soon, my book, Jesus Saves Daily Devotions, will be out, and I will be doing more announcements as it comes out. I just caught the cover yesterday, so I'm pretty excited about that. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to give it a like. Tell me how I'm doing. I'd love to hear from you guys. Thank you all so much. You're amazing. I love you all. Bye.